This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, at one time we humans looked for the fountain of youth for eternal life. What's our latest search?
Well, many in the world are actually looking to improve health and the human condition through nanobots. Saw this article this week. Here's the headline. Nanobots to the rescue. The fantastic voyage. Microbots deployed inside the body were once science fiction and only imagined in movies. Now, become the basis of real science inside of a lab. Medical microbots are essentially micro-scale devices. We're talking about devices 5 to 10 times thinner than human hair. Wow. Bots are made out of polymer materials that are biocompatible using a technology similar to 3D printing. They look like small rockets with three tiny fins. And although there's more testing to do, according to this scientist, this work could one day turn what was once science fiction into science that'll change the world.
Is this a new idea?
No, actually, back in 1966, my parents took me to the drive-in, and we saw this movie called Fantastic Voyage, where somehow people were shrunk into a submarine, which was also shrunk, and went inside somebody's body in order to remove a clot from their brain. Well, people can't be shrunk like that. As far as nanobots, they're actually called nanoid robotics, and these are very small items. They are being developed, and here's a reference about them. Nanomachines are largely in research and development stage, but some primitive molecular machines and nanomotors have already been tested.
Has this testing proven the nanomachines are safe?
No, and the mainstream so far didn't seem overly concerned about that. But as far as how they can be misused, Michael Snyder posted something. Here's the headline. We're being warned that nanobots will be flowing through our bodies by 2030 and will be used to connect our brains to the internet. The article says, once thousands of nanobots are zipping around inside your body, will you still be able to control your mind, your will, your emotions, or will nanobots be running the show? According to Google, a nanobot is a hypothetical, very small, preparable machine, especially one that has some degree of autonomy and can reproduce. Wow. Scientists in the United States have been working on nanobots that can travel through our bodies at astonishing speeds, deliver medicines to targeted locations, and even enter our brain cells. Eventually, researchers hope to use nanobots to connect our brains directly to the internet.
The internet is the last place I want my brain connected to. Can it possibly get any worse?
Yeah, well, many are concerned, actually, that nanobot technology could potentially be used to enslave humanity. And right now, scientists are developing nanobots that can go inside cells and transmit information to the outside world. But some actually think nanobots are going to help humans be able to live indefinitely. There's an article called Nanobots Will Be Flowing Through Your Body by 2030. And then there's a Ray Kurzweil. He claimed that tiny nanobots in our bloodstream can help prevent us from dying in 2030. Now, I wouldn't want nanobots flowing through my body by 2030. And, you know, perhaps being connected to the internet, Michael Snyder says, to me, the potential for tyranny would be off the charts. And he also said, a central authority with power over those nanobots could wield a tremendous amount of power over our thoughts, feelings, and our core beliefs.
Scientists seem to think we're only 6 years away from major implementation of nanobots. Any biblical ramifications?
Well, yeah, well, being connected to something like the internet would have risk, but that by 2030 comment is interesting since a totalitarian system is likely to be in place by then. In the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 15, warns about this type of, or a coming totalitarian system. It says, he was given were granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Because causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads that no one could buy or sell except who has got the mark for the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, which the number of a man's number is 666. Now, when Jesus had the Apostle John pen this over 1,900 years ago, there was no way to monitor most buying and selling, and it would be difficult to make sure people would have to worship something. But with computer software, such as artificial intelligence, much is already being done, and more will be done, and perhaps nanobots will be associated with, or some type of a mark of the beast, we'll see. The fact that some believe that they're going to be able to reproduce themselves is very dangerous from both a personal and a societal perspective. Any machine that can reproduce itself, particularly inside a biological life form, poses dangers that scientists are not going to be able to thoroughly test for, even if all their intentions were actually benevolent. Now, part of the push for nanobiotics is to extend human life. So I found this other article that says, futurists often claim that nanobots hold the key to eternal life. And they reference Ray Kurzweil again. And he says, these things are going to travel inside you, perhaps by 2030, on a molecular level, protecting your biological systems and ensuring that you'll have a good and long life, end quote. So the belief seems to be that nanobots are one day going to be able to figure out everything that promotes aging and death in the human body and fix it so one never dies. And that's obviously a worldly hope.
So nanobots are promising us eternal life, eating crickets with our brains connected to the internet and the constant threat of a nuclear holocaust. Please tell me someone has a better answer.
Certainly, because nanobots don't hold the key to eternal life. Jesus does. He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In Hebrews 5, verse 9, we read that Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who will obey him. Now, are there any other options to gain eternal life? According to the Word of God, the answer is actually no. Go to Acts chapter 4. Apostle Peter was talking to rulers and elders of Israel, and he says, let it be known to all of you that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, this man stands before you whole. That's Jesus, is the stone which was rejected by you builders and became the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now, that being said, are there things we can do to extend physical life? Mm-hmm. Yes. You go, for example, the Old Testament. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 15, 26 says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I'm the eternal who heals you. And some other advice, for example, Isaiah, in terms of health advice, 55 verse 2 says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy 4:8, wrote, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. Now I'm going to go back to the Old Testament. Psalm 90, starting verse 10, we read, the days of our life are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they're 80 years, yet their boast is only for labor and sorrow. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So while we can lead a longer life, we are going to die. But God does have a plan of salvation through Jesus. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, we read that it's appointed for men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await for him, Jesus, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. And Apostle Paul was inspired to write in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The gift of eternal life from God sounds rather better than eternal life through nanobots. What would be my next step to receive that gift?
Well, Apostle Peter told the Jews in Acts 2:36, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, what happened right after that? Verse 37, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter, the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do? And Peter answered in verse 38, he said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are far off, like in our age, as many as the Lord God will call. So if God calls someone, they need to repent, accept Jesus, and be baptized. Now, in 1 John chapter 5, the Apostle John was inspired to write, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whoever loves him who begot him also loves him begotten of him. For this we know, we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. I'm skipping down to verse 11. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
I have a bit of an understanding of faith and belief in the Son of God, but could you briefly touch on the requirement of keeping his commandments? Which commandments?
Well, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. And by the way, all early Christians believe they're supposed to keep the Ten Commandments. Ignore modernists who go against it. And that includes all of them, including the Sabbath, which is the fourth commandment. Now, nanobots don't believe that Jesus is Savior, and they don't have the ability to keep the commandments. While totalitarian forces might use nanobots for nefarious purposes, we who believe in Jesus and keep his commandments are to be granted eternal life. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, starting verse 35, the Apostle Paul wrote, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that if you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And yet for a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Despite what is going on in the world, both good and bad, we can have confidence in God and his plan of salvation through Jesus. It's not that things like nanobots can't have any positive value, because there are certain things they should be able to do. But the reality is that they do pose risks, and certainly are not possibly the source of eternal life. These are physical things. Physical things cannot bring eternal life. Only Jesus can grant eternal life, and that's God's plan.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.